This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We have on the line,
Jason's,
I believe,
on the line.
Jason Ball. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Hey, Jason, thanks for calling in. It must be kind of a busy day for you right now.
Yeah, we're getting ready. Our lunch will be kicking off shortly at the Yarra Glen Football Ground. We've got whole heap of great people out here to have a conversation about LGBTI inclusion in sport.
So Jason, give us a quick rundown on the history of how you've got involved and how you got to this point. I think it's the fifth year of the Pride Cup.
Yeah, that's right. So the first Pride Cup all the way back in 2014 came about after I publicly came out and in doing so became the first Aussie Rules player at any level of the game to do so. And that really sparked a bit of a conversation in the community, and all credit to my football club, Yarra Glen, and my teammates, who decided, in a show of support, to create the Pride Cup. So we wanted to send a message to every supporter, player, official, that they didn't have to choose between being themselves and playing the game that they loved. So we painted our 50-metre line rainbow, the international symbol for gay pride. We've incorporated rainbow into the jumper designs. And, you know, this event has grown to something so much bigger than just sport. We've seen the whole community of Yarra Glen really get on board. We've got a beautiful festival atmosphere here at the Yarra Glen Recreation Reserve. We've got sports clinics for rainbow families and parents of gender diverse kids. And we'll be having both a women's game and a men's game of football as well.
So before we go on to talk about exactly, what's happening later on this afternoon, just a quick background in terms of AFL. How have they been in growing the popularity of this event?
Well, when I first came out in 2012, I called on the AFL to do two things to tackle homophobia. One was to screen no to homophobia ads on the big screen, and the other was to have a pride round in the same way that they have an Indigenous round and a women's round and a multicultural round. The AFL did screen the ads on the big screen, which was fantastic, but, you know, they weren't quite ready for the idea of a pride game or a pride round. So Yarra Glen kind of showed the way. And after we staged our first Pride game in 2014, the AFL announced that they would support AFL clubs if they wanted to take the initiative to the national level. And then we were really excited to work with the St Kilda Football Club and the Sydney Football Club, who staged the first Pride game at Etihad Stadium, where we saw the 50-metre line there painted in rainbow colours back in 2016. And since then, we now have eight of these events happening annually throughout regional Victoria, from Hamilton to Gippsland, from Shepparton to Geelong. And it's amazing to see, you know, when regional towns and local footy clubs get on board with this issue, their leadership really has a transformative effect and can change hearts and minds.
And that just shows how powerful it is to actually get people talking. I mean, that's the first barrier, is to get people talking, understanding about the issues that we face in sport, and also just making sure that it's a topic that can be discussed openly.
Well, and also making it a fun activity, so it's a non-threatening, enjoyable day out for everybody.
Yeah, it's absolutely a family-friendly day. You know, we have lots of activities for the kids. We've got rainbow face painting, rainbow hair braiding. We've got some food trucks here, community stalls from all aspects of the LGBTI community. And it really is worlds colliding, I suppose you could say, with, you know, country footy coming together with the LGBTI community, which is a beautiful thing to see.
And we've got two matches going on today, Jason?
Yeah, that's right. Today we have the grand final rematch in women's footy between the St Kilda Sharks and the Eastern Devils, which will be kicking off at 2 o'clock. And then for the men's Pride Cup, we have Yarra Glen taking on Alexandra for a twilight game, which will kick off just after 4.
Fantastic. Well, we hope it's a great, great day.
Just a question, Jason. We've been talking this morning about the queer events taking place in regional Victoria. What does this event mean for Yarra Glen and the surrounding areas?
Well, for Yarra Glen, the fact that we've been staging this Pride Cup for 5 years, I think it's no surprise to me that the electorate of Casey federally, that this town is from, had the highest vote for marriage equality of any country electorate in Victoria. And I think that no other event has put LGBTI people and their stories on the front pages of regional papers quite like Pride Cups, whether in Hamilton or Gippsland or indeed Yarra Glen. And so for me, it goes far beyond just, you know, making sport more inclusive so that LGBTI people can access all the health and well-being benefits of community sport, which I think is incredibly important. But as I said before, that the leadership of community sporting clubs coming on board this issue, I think it gives a message of hope to young people. You know, if it can be okay in a country footy club in Victoria, there's hope that it can be okay anywhere.
Yep, you got that right. That's fantastic. Well, thanks, Jason, for calling in. We really appreciate you doing that on such a busy day. I'm sure it'll be a fabulous success, and the sun is coming out up there, I hope.
It is. We've got a beautiful, I think it's a top of 20, sunny, and a definite chance of rainbow today at the Pride Cup.
That's great. If you see Taz, our regular presenter up there, give him a big hug and say hi from us.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jason.
Jason Ball, thank you for joining us from the Pride Cup.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.